use them. Okay, we're going again from where we left off yesterday, which is on Beis HaMelech. A quick review of what we said yesterday, right? So we have three shittos in the Mishnah. You could either that when Kriyas Shema Shomayrav was, either was a shlish or what was chatzos, or what was until Alos HaShachar. We said it's the beginning of held that the Chum agreed with him, and therefore you got to say it until the morning. We mentioned Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam whether the din of chatzos applies to the Ivarim one that was Be'ach. Rashi held that it does not, and the Rambam holds it does. And then we talked about a distinction between the places which are outlying places and places which are in town, and that the time of Seis HaKuppim was the same as the time that they ate the Friday night meal, that talking about the outlying villages. Then we said, why do we read it in Shul? And came Loma Karin Oisah B'Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara said that it was Lamed with Tefillah B'Tok the Beit Torah. That's what we said. That's what we left off. We're on Beis on Aleph. Reb Zeira B'Shein Reb Yirmiyahu. Sofek Birach HaMazonah, Sofek Lo Birach. So if someone's in Mesupak, whether he said Berachas HaMazon, whether he didn't say Berachas HaMazon, so since it's a Sveka De'Oraisa, so he has to bench again. Right? Sofek Lo Birach. Sev yachad ba savata u bayrak so this with that let's not say their rice sofik is paul some was paul all is paul if he's musubik whether he daven or not then he should not daven all is paul he should not daven the simple reading is because it's a drabonon so it feels drabonon so male if you musubik it's like drabon lakulo yeah talking about shmona esrei now if over here, there's an interesting note over here in the Haredim. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and Rabbeinu Yonah says Al Yispalo, that when it says Al Yispalo, it means Eino Chayev L'Hispalo, that he's not obligated to be Mispalo, which would sound like if he wanted to be Mispalo, he could be Mispalo. The Rashba says the Gemara is about to say that this is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Let's just read the next line so we understand what the Rashba's question is. So the Gemara says, this that we say that if you're a suffix, if you're a spowl, that you don't have to daven again. That's not coming out like a b'yechon. Why? A b'yechon says, "Lavai she spowl adam kol yom kuloi." How lavai person davens all day? Lama she ain't feeling mafsedus. You're not going to lose out with feeling. What are you going to lose? You bring rakish things from a kadosh baruch hu. What's the get daven 100 times? Okay. So it says as an adabah, correct. The assumption here, though, from the Yerushalmi, is to say, if you say Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, Al Yispalo, it sounds like the way it sounds like the simple reading of the Gemara is Al Yispalo means do not. It's also for you to daven, and therefore it would not come out like Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says Al Vayish Hispalo Kol Yom Guloy. Rabbi Yonah says Al Yispalo means Eino Chayev L'Hispalo. So the Rashba asked on him from our Gemara, then it doesn't make sense. Why is it the like Rabbi Yochanan? Okay. And then he brings a fascinating thing. He brings it for Shem Gon. I assume it's for Haigon. I don't know. Well, Perish for Shem Gon. It's the first wide line in the Haredim, towards the bottom. Ein Rashoi, why can't you daven again? He says, the Shemo for his Powell, the Eko Mishum Bal Toysef. Maybe he davened already and he'll be over Bal Toysef. An amazing Shita. We all know there's a famous Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that says that the reason we Tosfos asked the kasha over there, how can you blow shofar, tchias to Yerusha, tchias to Mu'umah, 100 tchias, what's going on over here? Aren't you over on Bal Tosef? Torah says to blow whatever it is, the 30 kolos, let's say minimum, whatever it is, and you're blowing more. Tosfos says a famous answer that you're not over Bal Tosef. Masha chayzer va'isa mitzvah, when you go and you do a mitzvah again, or repeating a mitzvah again and again, is not Bal Tosef. Over here, it sounds like this Gaon is saying that to be Chayzer and Mispal, you'd be over on Bal Tosef. I think it's interesting to keep these two sheets in mind. Let's move on. According to the Gaon, according to Tosef in Rosh Hashanah, it's if you're Mosef within the Kiyam Mitzvah itself, when you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah, if you add to its definition, such as five compartments in tefillin, right? Five minim and lulav, that would be a batais. Okay. Okay. Halachically, let's just speak this out since we're talking so much about halach lemaisa over here. So halach lemaisa, if someone is masubik, if he davened or not davened, he wants to daven again. Well, let me start. Let me first say one other thing. If someone started davening and he thought he had not davened, he started b'toras choyvo, and then in the middle of davening, he realizes, wait a second, I davened mincha at the early mincha. What am I davening again for? He can't decide then and there to say, oh, you know what? I'll convert this tefillah into tefillas nedava in the middle of the davening. The halacha is, since you began at b'toras choyvo, you have to stop and just stop right there and forget about it. If someone is mispawa tefillas nedava, normally what we say is you should be maisif something. If someone is mesupik, whether he davened or not, he wants to daven at tefillas nedava, he does not have to be maisif anything because the fact that he is in a state of suffix itself is enough of a haisafa, and he can daven without. That's not halacha l'maaseh. Okay, let's go back. Okay, now, this is all, the Yerushalmi is just leading up to the question that it wants to get. So it's like, first of all, suffix deraisa, suffix if you ate, didn't eat, if you suffix after you ate, whether you benched or not, you have to bench again. Suffix if you daven, you don't daven again. Question we're going to ask is, suffix koro, suffix like koro, what's going to be the din if you have a suffix, whether you read Kriyashma or not? Let's bring a riot from this. Okay, Bayes only days. So many pages. If your person reads Kriyashma before Tesach Kavim, he's not Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Presumably, you're going to have to read it over again. The koydim lachain lav sofiku isn't before Tzeisak Kavim. It's ben Ashmasha, so it says mana sofik. Shami's saying very lomdish. Why if at all matzarach likros and you're saying that you have to read it again? Hadal amras. So you see from here sofikara sofik loykara tzarach likros. So you see lachara. You see that the din is that you have to read it again. It must be just like in the zman of ben Ashmasha. So it was a sofik. You have to read it again. So too, if you have a suffix, whether you read it or not, you also have to read it again. It's the same thing. Now, on Omer Aleph, again, the Sefer Haredim brings a very important note over here. At the bottom where it says suffix kara, he asks, "What's the question of the Yerushalmi?" It says in the Gemara later on, of Acha says Kriyashma is the Araisa. Obviously, we're going to have to go Sveik Aluchum. What was the whole question? So the Haredim says briefly. He says, either maybe Reb Yirmiyahu holds like the one, there's a Mandi Amr in the Gemara and Brachas that holds it to Rabbanan. Maybe he holds it to Rabbanan, so that's why he was asking Akasha. If he holds it to Rabbanan, why is it Akasha? So Rabbanan Lekula. The answer is, maybe, he says over here, Kim the second one who in Tzarek Laksa Velikras, I don't know, Kim the Kabbalah, so Macha Shamayim, who Yesh Lahakmo Lechai Velaksa. If that's sad to say he's Chayav to be Chayz Vakari, is because There's an added element here which makes it special. Maybe even though it's Drabbanan, you would have to say Kriyat Shema over again. Maybe this is an exception to the rule of some Drabbanan Lekula. That's one side. And the other side, what's that? If it's the Araisa in his question, he says, Pasha, you have to say it over again. Why would the Yerushalmi ask? And if it was Pasha to the Yerushalmi at the bench, you have to say over again. Then why wouldn't it be Pasha that Kriyat Shema to say over again? So therefore, either it's going that he holds it to Drabbanan, and the question is whether Drabbanan Machayev, you do it, or Hogufa is the question. He is Musupak, is Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa, or is Kriyat Shema D'Rabbanan? And that will be the two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Okay, bye. This the Gemara is, it's not clear where they're getting this from, but if you take a look at the Tosefta in Perak Aleph, the Tosefta Aleph, this is actually taken right out of the Tosefta. It's a quote of the Tosefta. Right after it says quotes our Mishnah, it says Simon Ladover. That is to say, a simon to the time of when the Kohanim begin to eat their truma is Tzaykovim. Alpha Pishin Raya Ladover, Zeke Ladover, Ranakwasim Mocha, Bukitsim. Let's just read it so I get the Kudus right here. The Chetzyom Machazikim Bar Mocha, Mealesa Shaka Tzaykovim. This is talking about a Pasuk in, I think it was. What was it? Nehemiah, right? Nehemiah, Parag Dalad. that Nehemiah, at the time they came back and they had to build a wall apparently around Yerushalayim to make sure it would be safe. So we were doing work, and half of them were holding spears to protect the area from enemies, and the rest of them were doing work, building the wall, I guess. And it says they were working from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. So you see that when did they work? They worked during the day, which begins on Alos and ends at Tzeis, ends at night. This part is actually, I did not see it in the Tosefta, that it says also in the Pasuk that, and the Bible also quotes this Pasuk, that in that same Pasuk it says that the night was Mishmar and the day was from Locha. The Bavli says, why do I need both Psukim? So there's an answer you can see on the bottom, note 7, to see the answer. How many stars are we talking about? We say Tzeis HaKochavim, but we haven't spoken about how many stars. All of us know, oh, three stars, but we don't know that yet. We're going to see there's quite a few different shittas over here. If it's one star, there's definitely night. Shnayim, Sofik Laila. And if there's two stars, then it's Spinach Mashas. Shlosha Vare Laila. If there's three stars, it's definitely night. So Mar says, Shnayim, Sofik. Why are two a Sofik? Haksiv at Seis HaKochavim until the stars come out. Elamit Kochavim Shnayim. Doesn't Kochavim mean two? So since that's the minimum number, two. So why shouldn't two stars be considered night for sure? The first one is the first star that comes out is not counted towards the count of multiple stars. Okay? And the reason for that is because the first star may not even be a star. We're going to see in a second it might be Venus and it might even be visible during the day, and therefore that doesn't count. Okay. The Erev Shabbos, now we're going to get a little lumdish over here. If a person sees a star, one star, and he does malacha, it's Erev Shabbos, it's Friday. Shabbos is about to begin. This one star comes out, and you go ahead and you do kaitzer. You're cutting an apple off a tree. So what's the din? Potter your potter, because it isn't Shabbos yet. It's still day, because only one star has shown itself. Shnayim, if there's two stars. What's that? What? I'm sorry, what did you say? Yeah, I mean, it will be Patar, presumably because you're Makam Shabbos already. I mean, this whole discussion we're having here, it seems to not take into account the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos at all. Apparently, that does not play a role. It's just, Yerushalmi just deals with the absolute definition of Shabbos. If the absolute definition of Shabbos is one star, then I would have to agree with you that it sounds like it would be Mutter. It's definitely day. If it's definitely day, it's not night, and therefore it's not Bein HaShemashas. Once you hit two stars, then it's Bein HaShemashas. You have a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. The person does a Malacha, which if you did it B'Shogeg, you're Chayev a Chatos. If you did it B'Sa, if you're a Sofik, whether you did it, you're Chayev what? And Ashram Koli, right? So that's what the Yerushalmi says. Shnayim, maybe Ashram Koli. Because you did it, you're Masufik, whether you did it during the Shabbos or not. Shloisha, if there are three stars, maybe Chatos. But if you did it B'Shogeg, you have to obviously bring a Chatos. Now, next case, we might say Shabbos, the same, we're going to have it the same way, only in the reverse. Obviously, if there's only one star, it's still Shabbos, and therefore what? You're Chayav Chatos for sure. If there'll be two stars, it'll be Ashram Tolin. If it'll be three stars, you'll for sure be Mutter, right? So that's what it says. Maybe Chatos, Shnai, maybe Ashram Tolin, Shlai, Shem Tolin. And the reverse is also true. Next. If Yaisi were a blind boy, in which case? In the three stars?
No.
Why wouldn't it be Mutter? Why wouldn't it be Mutter?
You would think it would be Mutter.
No, I'm just saying. The answer might be, it might be, that three stars, this is a long discussion, but in short, three stars, the Yerushalmi says three stars, it usually means three stars that are not in a cluster together. Three stars that are a little bit separate in the sky. That's when it is a din, the oraisa, that it's really over. However, there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos that requires you to continue adding, being knowing Yisrei Shabbos, up until the time that the three stars are together. So it could be that the reason the Yerushalmi stayed away from saying mutter is because it might be talking about in that time period between the three stars that are separate to three stars together. However, if the three stars are together, it would be 100% mutter. There's no question about it. Okay. Rabbi Yosi Rabboin, boy, in Tamar Shnayim Sofik, if you're going to say two stars are Sofik, Rosh Shnei Kefovim Pe'er Shabbos, Pe'hisru Boi Vasa Malacha, if, okay, this is, all we're doing now is, all the Yerushalmi is going to do now is we're switching from Shogeg, which was Chatos, to Shogeg. Now we're going to, we're doing it by Mezit, with Hasra, we're dealing with a Chiv Misa, Chiv Skila, right? So, it's going to give some examples like this. So if you saw two stars in Erev Shabbos, the Hisru Bo, so it's during Ben Hashmashas, they give him Hasra, Vasa Malacha, and he does Malacha. Then, let's move to, that was Erev Shabbos. Now let's move to Moitzai Shabbos. Rosh Nekukam Moitzai Shabbos, Hisru Bo, Vasa Malacha. They saw two stars, and they gave him Hasra, he did Malacha again. So now, Manav Shach, the Yerushalmi is saying a very Pashto Svara. However you deal with Bein Hashmashas, if it's Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, but whatever it is, it's going to be the same rule, whether it's Bein Hashmashas Erev Shabbos or Bein Hashmashas Umaytzai Shabbos. And therefore, Mimano Shachim or Yishrayim Yom Him, the first ones are day, Afar Akronim Yom Him, and the last ones are also day, and therefore it would be the day of Shabbos. Yeh Chayav HaLachrayim, you'd be Chayav for the Umaytzai Shabbos Umloch. And Afarim Laila, the ones that are after Shabbos are night, send then Afar Yishrayim Laila, the first ones are also night. Pay chayv al rishon, you'd be chayv for the first ones. Pasha svar, right? There's one little note here you have to keep in mind here, which I saw. I think it is. A second. Let me just see who says it. Yeah, in the Mara Fuldo on the bottom left, he says something very important here. Pay chayv al achrayim. He says, "Umayri the Ovadle calls man bein hashmashas." Obviously, we're talking about where the person is doing the malacha continuously through the bein hashmashas, because since bein hashmashas is a sofik yom sofik laila, it could be the first 2 minutes of bein hashmashas is day, and the last, you know, whatever it is, 16 minutes is night, or you know, you don't know, right? So it must be in order to make this work out that he did the malacha throughout. The Bein Hashmashas, that's what he says. Second thing to keep in mind here is the issue of course of Hasra Sofik. When the Eidim were to give him Hasra, since it's a Zman Sofik, what kind of Hasra is it? It's Hasra Sofik, right? So what they want to answer is either they hold the Hasra Sofik Shmei Hasra, or what they do is they give him a Hasra and they say, look, it's Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashas. I say, if you're going to do that Katsira at this time period right now, and you also decide you want to do that also on Moitzai Shabbos at the same time period, I give you a Hasra now for the future as well. So I'm giving him a Hasra for now and for the future. So in my own mind, it's Avadai adding up the two together. That's what they say in answer. It's a little difficult because but that's Al Kopan. That's one of the ones. One of the two. Make sense? Okay.
Could you give Hasra for the future?
Apparently, so normally, it doesn't really count. The truth of the matter is Hasra has to be Tokhidei Dibra of the Maisa Aveira. And so therefore, you have to say that you gave the Hasra Tokhidei Dibra on Erev Shabbos and included the Hasra from Moitzei Shabbos. And Moitzei Shabbos, you repeated the Hasra again, Tokhidei Dibra of the Maisa Aveira. But I don't want to get into the details. What? Yeah, that's the same problem. Okay. It's not a suffix. Mimono Shach, he's high. He did either Bein Hashmashas, both Bein Hashmashas of Erev Shabbos and Bein Hashmashas of Moitzei Shabbos. So Mimono Shach, he was for sure over. That's what we just said.
Two stars or a suffix.
Right, but it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. If you're either going to give it a din of Yom, or you're going to give it a din of Laila. And that din is the same, both Erev Shabbos and Moitzei Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Rosh Nei Kochavim, Erev Shabbos, V'katzah, Chatzi Gregris. Now we're going to get into a little bit, even a little bit more complicated. It's a little more complicated now. Now we're going to get into shiur. To shiur to be mechal shamas is usually a kedroigris. So that holds true for many of the malachas. Certainly it's for most of the time it's a kedroigris. Here we're talking about ksira. So the shiur ksira is a kedroigris, which is a dried fig. So he cut a half a dried fig on erev Shabbos during Bein HaShemashos. The Shachris in Shabbos morning, he cut another half of Kegregris. Rosh Nekon Kom Maitzai Shabbos, and then Maitzai Shabbos, there was another Bein HaShemashos, and he cut another half of Kegregris. So again, Maman of Shabbos. So you have the same thing. Imari Shanim Yom Hain, if erev Shabbos was day, Avachroyim Yom Hain, the last ones are also day. So that, in other words, Maitzai Shabbos, half Kegregris, would be mitzarif with the Shabbos morning kegregris. It'd be chayiv. So we have the same amount of shock again. Hadod. Yeah, what's not connected? The two acts. That's correct. So you see that when it comes to malacha, as long as you've done the malacha when it comes certainly to chatas. Hell, if it's Helam Echad, if it was a shogeg, that would have to be Helam Echad, and you forgot it was Shabbos, because if Halamas are Mechalek, so I forgot to speak that out before, but, and here too, the Shiurim, you could do a little Shiur now, a little Shiur later, is Mestarif, yes.
So if you walk, instead of 2 hours now, and 3 hours later, 2 more hours, you're higher?
In that case, Hotzah, because you did an Akira and a Hanocha, at the time you did the Hanocha after 2 Amos, that ended your Maisa Malocha. So that's a little bit of an exception. Okay? But if you carried, I'm going to say this, I'm not 100% sure, I'm not holding in the Sugya, but to really have the right Nimshal over here, if you carried a half a shear, in the morning, and you carried another half shear later on in the day, and together it was mitzarif. So the shear kegregris, maybe it would be mitzarif. I don't know. I'm saying if you did a hakira knock on both, I don't know. I'm holding the secret. Okay, hadada tamar. Let's go on a little further. 2b4 at the bottom. Hadada tamar. So now we're talking about 3 stars again. Be lain the less this past whom was common with me mama. These stars are not normally visible by day. We're on Gimel and Aleph now. Hurrah! See, we're up to 8:53. Time check. We have 7 minutes. The stars that are commonly visible by day, those you don't measure. In other words, obviously, these stars have to be stars that are a sign that it is actually nightfall. Because we're buying. It has to be 3 stars besides this star, which it could be the according to this gear, so it could be that this star is really not really a star. It could be this is Venus. It's actually a planet and it's seen by day and therefore doesn't count. Or there's another gear saw in the bottom, which we mentioned a little bit before, which is it's when the 3 stars are similar to 1 star, meaning that the 3 stars cannot be spread across the sky, but they must be clustered together. So, and then he talks about the idea that I mentioned to you before about Tosef Shabbos, maybe over there also. Okay, Reb Yaakov Durumana, Yaakov who came, let's say he came from Rome, and some say he's from the south, but I think the more correct yours is Durumaya. He actually came from Rome. Okay, B'shem Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, he said Kocha Bechad Vadayom Shnayim Laila. He said, if 1 star is there, then it's definitely day. And if it's 2 stars, it's definitely night, which it sounds at the surface, at first glance, it sounds like he completely rejected Bein HaShemashos, because it's either Vada Yom or it's Vada Laila. So the Gemara asked, lest they Suffolk, does he hold from Suffolk? As we know, there's a din of Suffolk HaShefa, Suffolk Enich HaShefa, that's a mystery. There has to be a din of Bein HaShemashos. The Gemara says, it's like Suffolk, make Kirk of Lukak. That there is a Suffolk. When he said 1 kachav is day, that meant as soon as it appears it's day, Then immediately after that moment that it appears, we begin the Bein HaShemashes period, and then this, by the time the second star appears, then it's night. That's his shita. Tanit. Yeah. It's hard to read a lot of Shalmi words. Tony was talking to Bryce. Here, there's a lot of different shatim as to how to read the Gemara. One way of reading it is like this, that when it says Ptay Mizrach, again, we've been talking about the signs of stars being a siman that it's night. Now we're going to give a sign of the color of the horizon. Now, the horizon, when we say, as everybody knows, when the sun sets, there's redness along the horizon. But there's also red, not only in the west, where the sun is setting, there's also redness in the east as well. So the question here is, when the Yerushalmi says Pnei Mizrach, does it mean the eastern side, or does it mean Pnei Mizrach, the western horizon that faces the east, and it's still talking about the western horizon? There's a different pshatim. Let's learn it for the time being. Let's say we're talking about the western horizon only for the time being, for the sake of simplicity. Okay. Kozman shaftim. You can look at them afar from and you'll see that otherwise it's really going to be. Kozman shaftim mizrach madimos. As long as the western sky is red, zehuyom, it's day. Hichsifu, it starts to gray. So then zehu bein hashmashes. His shchiru, once it turns dark, nasa oyin shavlatatan, and the bottom is similar to the top. Lila, then it's night. The idea here is like this: on the western horizon, there's two parts that are red. There's red right along the horizon, and then there's also a redness which is higher in the sky. The redness that's higher in the sky will disappear later than the redness that's on the actual horizon, because once the sun goes down below the horizon completely, its rays are blocked by the earth itself, but there's still some rays that are bouncing off the atmosphere, and you're seeing them higher up in the horizon. So that's the time that the Gemara is calling Bein HaShemashes. When the top and the bottom are both the same, they're dark, that's when it's considered nighttime. We should, okay. I want to go a little further here. Rabbi Amar Halavonim b'tkufasa. We're going to have to go a minute or two over because we have to cover something over here. Rabbi Amar Halavonim b'tkufasa. If the moon is at its maximum strength means it's a full moon. Okay, now if you look at a calendar and you go online and you look at what time sunset is and what time moon rises, they actually have it recorded. Moon rise at the time that the moon is full is almost exactly at the same time as sunset. It's a little bit later. So I wrote it down. It was like on November 6th or 7th, I forget which it was, the moon was full. And at that time, the moon came up like 45 seconds or after the sunset. So what Rebbe is saying here is the following: Halavanim b'tkufasa, when the moon is at its maximum strength, meaning it's a full moon, hiskol gagal kamalishkaya, when the ball of the sun begins to set, with pilas gagal alos, the moon starts to rise in the west, zehu bein hashmashes, that's when bein hashmashes begins. Now Rav Hanina corrects. He's not arguing on Rebbe, because Rebbe is a Tana. Rebbe Panina is actually an Amira. He's actually correcting what he said, because it's not true. The way it actually happens is the way I described it. The moon will not rise until the sun has completely set, when the moon is full. So what it means is at the end of the sunset and the beginning of the moon rise. The Tony Shmuel came, and Shmuel also said the same thing. The moon will not begin to shine when the sun is in the midst of setting. And it won't be setting when the sun is rising. You won't have them both at the same time on the horizons. That's when the moon is full. Okay, now what he's doing here is he's describing when Bein HaShemashes says, it's not all that helpful, to be honest, because this time period is only once a month. So what exactly Rebbe is accomplishing is not that clear, because we want to describe when is Ben Hashmashas. So he's giving us alternative ways to figure out what Ben Hashmashas is. So what good is it to tell me a time which is really only effective one or 2 days a month? That's something to look into. Ad kan, and we'll stop here. Thank you very much.
What we do is based on those.